Part 3.
This is one man's alarmed vision of the future. A future which he felt might, with such dangerous ease, be brought about. Atomic war, famine, revolution, the collapse of a civilization, and then, in its place, the formation of a new way of existence. This, in 1984, is London, chief city of Airstrip 1. A province of the state of Oceania.
KZ-6090 Smith W. Face the telescreen. You have been at the window of Bay 2 of the records department for over 80 seconds. What are you doing there?
I came for a replacement valve for my speak right.
Your speak right ceased to function?
Oh, yes. Just now.
You should have notified the fault.
Only a moment's work. I found the right type of valve.
Put it back. You know it would have been brought to your work cubicle on request. This irregularity has been recorded. Return to your cubicle, Smith. KZ-6090 Smith W. The repair to your apparatus will be executed immediately.
Correction required as follows. The Times of the 17th of March, 1984, copy sent herewith contains reported speech by Big Brother. He is alleged to have predicted that Eurasian forces would launch attack in North Africa. Please rectify in accordance with facts.
Good evening. Your technical fault has been put right?
Yes, I'm able to go on now.
In his broadcast speech last night, Big Brother referred in confident terms to the probability of a full-scale Eurasian offensive early next month. There is now no possible doubt, he said, that it will take place in North Africa. Other fronts are expected to remain quiet.
An extraordinary error. The speech was evidently misreported.
Grossly misreported, since the offensive, in fact, came in India.
South India, 3 days ago.
Exactly. Such a careless report must not exist.
Routine correction to Times of 17th March 1984, where shown, quote, in his broadcast speech last night, Big Brother referred in confident terms to the probability of a large-scale Eurasian offensive early next month. There is no possible doubt, he said, it will be launched in South India. Other parts are expected to remain quiet. Reprint entire back number and file.
Correction required as follows. The Times of 19th December 1983 contains a report of statement by the Ministry of Plenty, refers to, quote, categorical pledge, unquote, of no reduction in chocolate ration during 1984. Please rectify.
Routine correction to Times of 19th December 1983, where shown, quote, a spokesman for the Ministry of Plenty stated last night that it will be necessary to reduce the chocolate ration to 20 grams in April, unquote. Reprint entire back number.
Final warning. Stand by, comrades, for the 2 minutes eight.
Sign.
Smith? What is it?
Are you going to the canteen?
Of course.
Look, I'll join you if you don't mind.
Now, please, come along there. Them stew with salt, them stew without. Now, come on, please. Them stew with salt, them stew without.
By the way, Smith, I suppose you haven't got any razor blades.
Not one. I've tried all over the place. They don't exist any longer.
Sometimes people have a few hoarded away.
I've been using the same blade for weeks.
Now then, come on there.
Which?
Them stew with salt, them stew without.
Yeah. Any gin, say?
Give me one.
It's 25 cents altogether.
Look,
there's a free table under that telescreen.
So I'll join you.
Now then, come on there. Them stew is salt, them stew without.
You look in need of that. 2 minutes' hate can be quite exhausting. Did you go to see the prisoners hanged yesterday?
No, I was working. The telescreens are bound to show it soon.
Very inadequate substitute. How's the stew today?
It's all right. Oh, it's very good. You're hard at work on the dictionary, I suppose?
Yes, I've reached the adjectives at last. It's fascinating working in the research department. We're in constant touch with our colleagues in New York, getting the language into its final shape. New speak.
I can see we'll have a busy time. It becomes compulsory, learning all the new words your department's invented for us.
We're not only inventing words, we're destroying them. Scores of them, thousands every day. It's beautiful.
Beautiful?
With simplicity out, of course. Oh, for one example, just take the word good. If you have that, what need for the word bad? Ungood does just as well. Then instead of a string of vague extra words like excellent and splendid, you have plus good, or stronger still, double plus good. In Newspeak, the whole notion of goodness and badness will be covered by 6 words. In reality, by only 1 word. Don't you see the beauty of that, Winston? It was B.B.'s idea originally, of course.
Oh, I do my best to keep up with the published changes.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yes, I've read some of those little pieces you've had published in the Times occasionally.
In Newspeak, too?
Good in their way, but only translations. You are still thinking in old speak, clinging to useless shades of meaning.
To be or not to be?
The verb to be is abolished in the 11th edition.
That is the question.
And Shakespeare.
Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to... I forget how it goes.
Doesn't matter. By the year 2050, the whole literature of the past will have gone. Milton, Byron, Chaucer, they'll exist only in newspeak forms. As they are, they could only do us harm.
Harm?
By confusing us. Oh. You know the newspeak phrase, old thinkers, unbelly feel, ink sock. Old thinkers, you're one. Unbelly feel, lack a deep emotional understanding of, ink sock.
English socialism.
A meaning it's completely lost. You see, you can't translate newspeak. Even the party slogans are changing. How will you say freedom is slavery when the word freedom no longer exists?
Oh, I'm sorry. Move my chair if I'm in your way.
See, Winston, this is a point. Winston, the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought.
To narrow the range of thought?
In the end, we'll make thought crime literally impossible because there'll be no words to express it.
That's excellent, but even now there's no excuse for thought crime. It's just a question of reality control, of self-discipline.
When Newspeak is perfect and compulsory, there won't be the need even for that. The revolution will be complete. Have you ever thought? For 70 years or so, there'll be nobody alive who could possibly understand this conversation we're having.
Except
the proles. And they're not human. Look at that creature over there with the ladle. Them stew with salt, them stew with that. Thoughts like that don't need simplifying. Thoughts. Have you been into a prole sector lately?
Why?
Looking for razor blades, possibly?
Well, that isn't forbidden.
No, it's not forbidden, well, have you?
Well, I believe once a few months ago...
Then you must have seen. They're not human. They've no minds. They live by instinct. The proles are animals. I know what you're thinking. And even animals have a memory.
I wasn't thinking anything.
The proles haven't. No. If you'd asked any one of them about the past.
The past? Sorry.
Oh, here's Parsons.
Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, mind if I join you? Ooh, look at him working through his supper hour keenness. What's that you got there, old boy?
It's a new grammatical
Oh,
index.
Too brainy for me, I expect. Rocket bomb in the prole sector by the sounds of it. Eurasian swine. Smith, old man, I tell you what I'm chasing you up. It's about that sub you forgot.
Another one?
Yes, for the house-to-house campaign for 8 weeks. Bad luck for old Smith having the treasure the next-door neighbor. It won't be my fault if old Victory Mansions doesn't have the biggest outfit of flags in the whole street. $2, you promised
me. I'm sorry, I don't seem to have that much on me. Oh.
You chaps eat too well, that's what it is.
Suppose I call in with it tonight, but...
All right, yes. Anybody want that bit of cheese?
Comrades, attention! Here is glorious news! An announcement from the Ministry of Plenty reveals that over the past year, our standard of living has risen by no less than 20%. All over Oceania today, there have been spontaneous demonstrations to thank Big Brother for our new, happy life. As announced in our last bulletin, there has been a change in the chocolate ration. An increase to 20 grams a week.
Increase?
Hear that, isn't it wonderful? Oh, my kids will be pleased.
Now, here are some details of increased output in other consumer goods.
The chocolate ration was reduced to 20 grams only yesterday. Yes, they believe it. Double think. They make themselves believe it. Our new happy life. Grease and grime, the smell of dirty clothes and synthetic gin. And that stew. Careful. Face crime.
Wooden scaffolding, 259%. Razor blades, 141%. And semi-mechanical excavators for clearing bombed areas, 14%. That is the end of the Ministry of Plenty announcements.
Oh, Minnie Plenty has certainly done a wonderful job this year. Oh, by the way, old man, have you got any razor blades to spare? I mean, till some are on sale again.
Sorry, I've been using the same one for 6 weeks.
Oh, it's all right. I just thought I'd ask. Coming over to the centre. Sime.
Yeah.
Just as well to look in. There might be something new about 8 week. Do you know I haven't missed an evening in the centre in the past 4 years?
Brilliant.
It's a fact. Come on, Smith, look alive, old man. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're coming over too, aren't you?
Oh, no, I've got some work to do at home. An article.
Oh.
Good night, Winston. Good night.
Now then, come on there. Then chew it.
The canteen is now closing. Leave the tables, please, without delay. Clear the canteen. Clear the canteen.
Comrades, attention! Here is a supplementary production bulletin issued by the Ministry of Plenty, giving further glorious news of the success of the 7th 3-year plan. In clear demonstration of the rising standard of our new happy life, the latest calculated increases are as follows. Domestic utility furniture, 97%. Electric light fittings, 60%. Domestic glassware, 129%. Non-utility furniture, 82%. Utility metal mirrors, 41%. Carpets, 22%. Reading matter, 9.5%. Building materials, no less than 367%. Non-utility lampshades, 80%. Domestic utility cutlery, 47%. Children's educational toys, 33%. Canvas boots, 192%. Heavy gauge domestic string, 20%. Medium gauge domestic string, 15.5%. Pig iron, no less than 229%. That is the end of the supplementary bulletin from the Ministry of Plenty.
Mr. Smith, are you there?
Mrs. Parsons.
Oh, comrade, I thought I heard you come in. Can you spare a minute to come and look at our sink? It's got blocked. You see, Tom's not home yet.
No, he said he was going to the community centre.
Of course.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, it's making me late with the children's supper. You know what they're like? Such a trial, those two.
It won't! Oh, it won't empty! There'll not be any plates washed to eat of. The very night I've got to be early at the youth centre.
I'm trying to learn my lessons. In the old days before the Glorious Revolution, London was not the beautiful city we know today. It was a dark, dirty, miserable place where scarcely anybody had enough to eat. Children had to work 12 hours a day for cruel masters who flogged them with whips.
I know what's happened. Somebody's done something to this. They must have all sneaked in when we've all been away. Filthy traitors!
You mean blocked it up on purpose?
Yes.
Who?
I'll find out. And when I do... Where have you been? Leaving me here? Do you want me to go to the youth centre without any supper and tell them that you don't feed me, eh?
Oh, no, dear.
After all I've done this afternoon.
Oh, yes, dear. She's such a brave, clever girl. A real child hero, as they say. She actually managed to...
Don't tell him about it! Don't you dare!
No, dear. Mr. Smith's come to fix the sink for us.
Yes, I'll just take a look. Do you mind if I borrow that piece of wire? Very well.
Who said you could interfere?
I asked him to help, dear.
Oh, shut up!
Mrs. Parsons, I'm afraid I'm going to need a bucket.
Oh, yes, there's one in the bedroom to catch the water coming through.
You'd better leave it alone.
Why?
She thinks it's sabotage.
Oh, does she?
The rich men were called capitalists. They were fat, ugly men with wicked faces, like the one shown on the opposite page. Look at his funny, shiny hat.
Yes.
That was their uniform. You're old. Did you ever see a capitalist?
Oh, I don't remember.
The capitalists owned everything in the world. If anyone disobeyed them, they could throw them into prison.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's quite simple. You just slacken this nut and let the water run out, and 9 times out of 10 you can get at the obstruction.
You do know a lot, don't you, about our sink.
They're all the same in these old days.
You mean it was him that did it?
You are, Mr. Smith.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't! Don't do anything to help him!
What's the matter?
Traitor, criminal, saboteur, Goldsteiner.
Face the telescreen, comrade. In a moment he's going to show us what he blocked the pipe up.
Oh, no, not Mr. Smith.
Show us what's in the pipe!
It's here. It's reddish most, a bit like yours, see? You'll need to be careful washing their heads over the sink.
Don't you laugh at me! They didn't laugh at me this afternoon! They didn't!
What happened this afternoon?
I won a medal!
Hello, hello, hello! Ah, Smith. What's this? Who won a medal?
I did!
What?
Oh, Tom, she was out with her troop of spies on a country hike.
Oh, let's sit down and hear all about
and
it.
And she got two other girls to go with her, and they slipped off from the hike.
Why did they do that?
We were following this strange man I saw. Uh-huh. I was sure he was some sort of enemy agent. Parachuted, perhaps. He was a foreigner.
Well, how do you know?
Well, he was wearing a funny kind of shoes. I never saw anybody with shoes like that before.
Oh, pretty smart, huh? How's that for a sharp eye? Go on, you trailed him.
For 2 whole hours. And when we got to Barnet, we told the patrols.
And then?
They arrested him, of course. They took him away to the Ministry of Love.
The Ministry of Love?
Oh, he'll be in for there, all right.
Yes, on her word.
Oh, that's a clever girl. That deserves the medal if anything does. Yes. Oh, and you'll be on all the telescreens tomorrow. Oh, and they'll want you down to the youth centre, won't they?
Oh, yes, I've got to go. I've got to. And she hasn't given me my supper!
What, that?
Is this bother with the sink,
Mrs. You've got to use it now, Mrs. Parsons.
You get us something to eat straight away. My, 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 my. We've got something to be proud of now. Victory mentions own child hero. Oh, and I've got a lot of leaflets here about Hate Week. Hand out the community centre tonight. You should have been there, Winston, old man.
Let me see. I want to see.
Of course, but I must talk to Mr. Smith first.
Well, I'd better be going. Good night. I'll
come with you, old man. I'm organizing squads of men to hang out bunting 400 meters.
Where's my supper?
Wait a moment, dear.
And I want mine. Someday I'm going to be at Child Harrow. You've got to make us strong. We're the glorious generation. We're going to track down all the thought criminals and traitors. We'll shoot them. We'll vaporize them. Whoever they are.
And I'd like to put your name down as leader of one of the groups, old man.
Of course, yes.
Good. I knew I could rely on you. Oh, there's a lot of organizing to do. But I do most of the work myself. Gotta keep up with the kiddies.
Yes, they're very keen.
Oh, yes, all they think of is spies and the war, of course. It's very peculiar.
What is?
Sort of alcove there.
Peculiar? Why, meant for a bookcase, I'd say, when these houses are built.
I could swear it's out of view. A telescreen.
You're implying the Thorpe police forgot to test it?
Oh, no, Winston, our men, no, no.
Oh, by the way, here's that $2 sup I owe you.
Oh, ta. Ah, yes. I'm very proud of me kiddies. Winston, why didn't you get married? You should have, you know, it's...
My duty to the party?
Exactly.
I had been married. That's a still in. Huh? We separated with part of the mission. I hadn't seen her for years.
Any children? Oh, well, then you had to separate. I mean, there was no point in staying together, was there?
No point at all.
You say, old man, you weren't looking for... I think in the old days they used the word love, were you?
Of course not.
That's called sex crime today. Loyalty to the individual is detrimental to the party.
And the only purpose of marriage is to beget children for the service of the state. I too belong to the Junior Anti-Sex League.
Oh, the old Anti-Sex League. Yeah. Some of the jolliest times I ever had. Community hikes, parades. I was a member for 8 years, you know. Nearly took the oath of celibacy. It hadn't been for the repopulation bill of 1973.
That's when I married, too.
Ah, come a long way since then, haven't we? Soon the whole glorious new system in operation.
Separate the sexes, artificial insemination.
Arts.
And institutions for the children.
Of course, far better than family life for bringing them up in the true party spirit. When I think my kiddies were born too soon for all that, it feels like I cheated them somehow.
I think they'll catch up.
Oh, they'll join the Anti-Sex League as soon as they're old enough. When I see my little girl in the old checkered sash, oh, I'll even be prouder of her then than I was tonight.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
That reminds me. I must go and see she's been fed, poor kid. Good night, old man.
Good night. Don't let it show in your face. Get rid of this thought. Rid of it quickly before it's too late. Double think. Practice it. The party says the earth is flat. True. That's true. The party says 2 and 2 make 5. True. No, and not no. Forget and forget that you've forgotten. Double think. Crime stop. Ignorance is strength.
Comrades, attention! Here is a special bulletin from the Ministry of Peace. It tells of victory. Victory on the South Indian Front. It can be revealed that for 72 hours, without break or rest, our beloved leader, Big Brother, ceaselessly studied reports from the battlefield. He scrutinized each list of casualties. He even found time to rejoice in accounts of individual acts of heroism by our glorious soldiers, in the brave deeds of those who were carrying out his wise decisions and winning the victory that he had planned. The victory that he had made to happen, as day must follow night. The victory is his. Victory to him. The glory is his. Glory to him. Big Brother! Big Brother! Big Brother!
Thank you.
Here we are. Here it is. Listen to this. She slipped off her dress, disclosing the whole warm beauty of her body. Arthur, she whispered, the door's unlocked.
The door's unlocked. What's it called? One Night in a Girl's School by Jason Flinders.
Jason Flinders. Want to remember that name? Old Flinders knows his stuff, you know. Hey, look at this. Look, look. He's written hundreds of them, see?
Where'd you get them?
Oh, I've got my contacts, see? Here, I'll find you any number you want, if you pay for them.
Pay for them? They're only 5 cent ones.
Yeah, but special. Here, 25 to you.
There ought to be something done about it. There's got to be, and soon.
Ah.
This is important. I'll tell you, no number ending in 781 for over 14 months.
Yes, it has, then.
No, it has not. I've taken down all the state lottery numbers, got them at home, wrote down on a bit of paper. And I'll tell you that no number...
Yes, it has, and I can pretty near tell you the ruddy number. 407 it ended in. February. Second week in February.
I've got it all in black and white, and I'll tell you that no number ending in...
And all I ask you is for a pint.
All right, that's enough.
All I asked is civil enough, didn't I? Are you telling me you ain't got a pint mug in the old bleeding boozer?
Look, I don't know what you mean. Litres and half litres is all we serve here.
I just had a fancy to have a pint again. When I was a young man...
Oh, when you was a young man, we was all living in the treetops.
Can I offer you a drink?
You're a gent. A pint of wallop.
You know, Jim?
In a pro sector. We don't get it here. Beer. 12 cents.
Bet you've seen a lot of changes since you were a young man.
The beer was far better and cheaper. That was before the war.
Which war was that?
It's all wars.
Of course, people of my age don't really know what conditions were like before the revolution. We can only read what the history books say. Was there really terrible oppression and people starving, no boots to wear? Women and children being whipped to work 14 hours a day and sleeping tin in a room, and the capitalists in great houses driving in carriages and motor cars and wearing top hats and drinking champagne.
Top hats? Funny you should mention that. I was only thinking the other day, I ain't seen a top hat in years. Last time I wore one was at my sister-in-law's funeral.
You wore one?
More than 50 years ago, it must have been. Of course, it was only hired.
Look, what I really wanted to know was this. Don't you feel that you have more freedom now? Well, isn't it the fact that you had to call the rich people, sir, and take your cap, your hat off when they passed?
They liked you to. It showed respect, you see.
They liked you to. Look, in 1925... You were a grown man. Now, try and remember 1925. If you could choose, would you rather live then or now?
You expect me to say I'd sooner be young again?
Oh, no, it isn't only that. Don't you understand?
When you're old, you ain't never well. My feet's dreadful. And me bladder. On the other hand, it has great advantages. You don't have the same worries. No truck with women, and that's a great thing, you know. You can just sit and think of nothing. Nothing at all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh. I thought I recognised you outside on the pavement.
You recognise me?
Yes, you're the gentleman who bought the old exercise book some 2 or 3 months ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, you remember.
Oh, it was such a beautiful bit of paper. Cream laid, we used to call it. There's been no such paper for, I dare say, about 25 years. Anything special I can get you?
No, I just thought I'd look in as I was passing.
Well, perhaps it's just as well, because I don't suppose I could have satisfied you. Between ourselves, the antique trade's finished. No demand. No stock. Furniture, china, metalware. It's all been broken up or melted down. What's this? Paperweight. Take it. It's like snow falling inside there. Of course, it's filled with water and the white particles...
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. Though there's not many would say so nowadays. If you should happen to want to buy it, the price would be $4. Oh, I only wish I had more to show you. Oh, thank you very much.
$4.
Thank you. But you see how it is. An empty shop. Mind you, there is another room upstairs. Not much in it, just a few pieces.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Oh, well, fair enough. We'll deal with the lights. We're going upstairs. Before my wife died, this was our sitting room. I'm selling the furniture off by little and little. And that's a nice gate leg table over there. Of course, you'd have to mend the hinges if you wanted to use the flaps.
There's no telescreen.
No, I never had one of those things. If you want one down here, you have to buy it. You know, they're not provided. Too expensive. And I never felt the need of one, somehow. Sorry, no books. They were all taken away long ago. I doubt if you found any in the prose sector nowadays, but you should have to be interested in old prints. No, the frames fixed to the wall. Oh. My wife always had a fear of cords breaking and being startled in the night, but I dare say I could unscrew it for you.
Do you know I know that place? It's a ruin now. It's in the middle of the street outside the Palace of Justice.
That's right. Just outside the law courts. It was a church at one time. St. Clement's Dane, the name was. Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement.
What's that?
Just a rhyme we had when I was a boy. Just the names of churches. All the principal ones in London.
I never knew there'd been a church.
Now, how did that rhyme go? Oh, I've got it. Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's.
It's like the sound of bells. Please go on.
That's as far as I can get. Farthing now, that was a small coin, something like a cent.
Oh, yes, and where was St. Martin's?
It's still standing.
Oh?
In Victory Square, just near the statue of Big Brother, on top of the tall, fluted column with the lions at the foot. It wasn't always Big Brother, you know. Oh, well, we've seen enough of this room. We'd better be getting back to the shop.
Yes. Hmm?
Now, you go first. I have to take my time on the stairs.
All right.
All about that. Now that's a real antique. Now I could let you have that for...
Oh, no, I don't want it.
Anything the matter?
You haven't got a way out through the back of the shop. As a shortcut, never mind, it wouldn't help.
If it's the patrols, you came here looking for razor blades. Party members do occasionally. Hey, you're forgetting your purse.
Oh, yes, thank you.
So glad that you found something to your liking.
Good night.
A good night to you. The name's Charrington. Call in again if you're passing. Don't forget.
Looks a chestnut tree. Speciality this time, eh? Cloves and saccharin. But it does something to this Victory gin. But we can't put it in every time, you know, but there's a war on. All right for now. Back again in a few minutes. Oh, good evening, comrade.
Get me a large gin, will you?
Yes, comrade. Plenty of places. Sit wherever you like. Thank you.
A sign.
Well, Smith.
Mad on you?
Of course, sir.
It's quiet here.
Yes.
Do you come often?
No, not often.
No, I've only been here once or twice in my life.
Sometimes there are party musicians and painters. It's colourful.
25 cents, sir. Eh? Oh, it's a luxury tax, you see. I ain't watching for anybody. Remember, it's all on the house for you, remember?
Sime?
Yes?
Sime, have you ever noticed a young girl, dark-haired, about 25? She worked at Minotaur in the fiction department, I fancy. She was at the table next to ours in the canteen yesterday.
Yes, I've noticed her. Why?
Well, I've got reason to believe that she's a man. I got reason to believe that she was a district organizer for both the Youth League and the Junior Anti-Sex League. And if I'm correct, she might provide an exemplary subject for a Newspeak article I propose to write.
Sounds a most interesting project. Commendably orthodox. Yes. Double plus good thinkful.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, I sold you and you sold me. They lie here and here lie we, neath the spreading chestnut tree.
What was that? Who are they?
Don't you recognize them?
Yeah. Why, of course. It was in the Times, the last conspiracy trial. But they're changed.
They confessed to sabotage, embezzlement of party funds, intrigues with Goldstein's agents against Big Brother. They confessed. Now the telescreen was reminding them. They were released. They come here every day. For them, the gin's free. They can play chess if they wish.
Sorry, I disturbed you when you were playing out your problem.
No, you didn't.
This cafe is quiet and suitable. I suppose the members of your chess club come here to play.
Members?
The Minotaur Chess Club. You're on the committee this year, aren't you? I saw your name on a notice.
Today I received a notification.
What?
That I'm suspended from all my duties, pending investigation of my conduct.
You?
Even suspended from the chess club.
Winston, this is unfortunate, but I've no doubt the inquiry will be fair.
Don't go. I've been sitting here for hours trying to decide what I could have done. Something I said, something I thought.
No, no, no.
Yesterday, in the canteen, I talked too much, perhaps. Who was listening? There was Parsons, and there was you, Winston.
Oh, I don't remember.
And at the next table, there was that girl, the one you mentioned.
Let me go. I've nothing to do with this.
Which of you denounced me? Winston, was it yourself? What did I say? Winston! Don't leave me!
James, 2159, Sime B. Stand where you are. All other customers in the Chestnut Tree Cafe are to leave immediately. Quickly, quickly. Sime, ungo and the coming thinkful. The thought police are joining you.
Full of men in black uniform. Sime, not me. If they wanted me, they'd have come by now. She can't have reported me. Yet. I should have acted down in the prole sector. Got her alone. Smashed her heading. I can still do it. Counterattack. An open window, an empty staircase. To go her away and
I'll watch for her. Wait for her. From tomorrow.